Ruby.
Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov to you as well, Hanak. How are you?
Baruch Hashem. How are you feeling?
Better. I'm feeling much better.
Baruch Hashem.
I hope I get to move forward Friday. If not, I'll just wait and be patient.
Baruch Hashem, be in the now. That's the important thing.
Yep.
We're waiting for a few more people.
Okay, I'm going to mute my phone.
Okay.
Hello.
Kodesh Tov, good evening.
Kodesh Tov, good evening.
Please join me in saying the Ana Bekoach. Ana Bekoach, Gedulat Shemincha, Tatir, Serura, Aleph Gimel Yitav Tzadi. Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sadvenu, Taharenu, No Ra. Tufre Shayan, Sintet Nun. Na Gibor, Dorshe Ogudcha, Kevavat, Shamre. Nun Gimel Dalet, Yudkat Shin. The letters of the month of Nisan, the Dalet that created the planet Mars, the planet Ma'adim, the planet of war and conflict, and the Hay that created the constellation Taleh, the astrological sign of Aries, the Lamb or the Ram. Together, the Dalet and the Hay have a gematria of 9, which represents the Yesod, the creativity. This is the month of creation. As one of the notes or comments in the Talmud says, creation started in Nisan, and the Mashiach will come in Nisan. It's all about freedom. Freedom from the desire to receive for oneself alone. Barchem tacharem rachame sidkatcha tamid gamlem betet resh tzaditav gimel chasin kadosh berov tuvcha Na'el adatach. Tet kuf bet, tet nunayin. Yachid ge'e lamcha p'nei zokre kedushatach. Yud gimolamed pe zayin kuf. Shavatenu kabel ushma tziakatenu. Yodea talumot shin kufal tzadiyuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space, and now we will separate the right column energy from the left column energy of that creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohe Wahe, Adonai Yohe Wahe, El Rachum Vechanun, Erech Apaim, Virav Chesed Ve'emet, Notzer Chesed Lalafim, Noseon Wafesha Vichata Vinake. will now connect to the energy of the year 5777, the year of the goat, by studying two verses. The first verse we'll study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tzot aduni katzipor oyevai hinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into three Hebrew words, tzatz, ki, ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final breath letters of these words in this verse, we're able to permute them into two Hebrew words, dir yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that we will read and study to connect to the energy of the year Tashin Ayin Zion, the year 5777, the year of the goat, is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Because concealed in this verse is the name of the year, and the letters of the year are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadebaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. And now we're going to connect to the year of the pause, the year 5776. And we also have two verses that connect to that, the year of the pause. The first that we will study is 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Racha Kohanim Hayulimat Willo Yachlu Lehavshit Et Kol Haolot Vayechaskum Achechem Halevim Ad Gelotam Lacha Yad Yitkachu HaKohanim Ki Halevim Yishrei Levav Lehit Kadesh Meha Kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe La La He Wa 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 Yo La Yo Adame Hey 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 Aka'a, Rekaha. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidchu ba Adonai Yohewahe Adead kibia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Tzur Olamim. Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruhi. The year 5775. It's the second verse that we're reading to connect with the year of swallowing death forever. And that's 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, udu, mikol ha-machavoyam, asher yitzabeh sham ushavtem, elai el nachom, wehalakti itchem, Wichayim Yeshno. Varets Vipasti Oto Bekol Alfe Yehuda. And the third verse is Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo Lanetzach Yoved Roav Yom Ruayo. And the year that has the energy of peace in the Middle East, the year 5774, there's only one verse that connects to that energy, and that's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wesamti makom leami li Israel untati vishatan tata vilo yirgaz od vilo yosifu vene avla la anoto kaasher barishona. And we're now going to read a verse from the Zohar, from Parashah Yitro, Pasuk 29, that connects to the energy of certainty. And we'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudsha barichu ishkintei bitilu urchimud hilu urchilu urchimu liachta l'shem yud hei bavav hei v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael Limud Torah mitzvah, lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino amadonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu kananei aleinu maasei yadeinu kananehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nanda Kucha Barichu Koma Diaved Leila Witata Kolaihu Kishot Viovada Dikshot Veleid Lach Mila Bialma Divae Parnash Ladafia Leia Minea Ulan Hagabea Kalana Dehakulu Ovada dikshot inun wikola it's the rish be alma. We're now going to scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And the names of the Tzaddikim who left today, the second day of Nisan, the day that connects to the month of Iyar, Rabbeinu Baruch, Rabbi Eliyahu Palmanikash, Rabbi Shalom Darv, Dov Ber Schneerson, known as the Rebbe Rishash, the fifth Lubavitcher Rebbe. There's been a total of seven, and it doesn't appear there will be any more. Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Twersky, known as the Skver Rebbe. And the eighth verse of the Anna B'Koach, we say in a whisper. Today's class is available. The handout is available on the Revealed. Actually, it's available on the Unique Astrological Times link, which is underneath the two quick pictures on the right side of every Yeshem webpage. When you click on Unique Astrological Times, you scroll down to just past Rosh Chodesh Adar, There's a link. A link that says preparation for the spring holidays, preparation for the holidays of Purim, Pesach, the Omer, and Shavuot. When you open up that link, scroll to where it says Class 6. And there are two Class 6. There's a Part 1 and Part 2. We're starting with Part 1. And when you open it up, it gets confusing because it says it's a Shavuot Class 5. But we are starting to study the Seder. We're starting to prepare for the Seder because it's only 2 weeks away. And the more you know about the Seder, the more control you put into the month, the more order you put into your life. So let us start by asking a basic question within the Torah. Why were the children of Israel redeemed from Egypt? There are many mitzvot, among them Shabbat, Pesach, Tefillin, that are all intertwined with the Exodus from Egypt. And we see that Pesach is intertwined with the Exodus. Why? The answer Hold on 1 second. The answer is without a lot of commentary. Number one, the Torah stresses the Exodus so much because through its great miracles, fundamental matters of Jewish faith became clear for all time. As it is written, Israel saw the great hand that Hashem inflicted upon Egypt, and they had faith in Hashem and in Moshe, his servant. Number two, the Exodus also demonstrated the concept of Hashgachah, which is Hashem's awareness of and involvement in all that transpires on this earth. As the Torah states, so that you will know that I am Hashem in the midst of the land. For these lessons alone, the Exodus would have been worthwhile. However, the Torah makes clear that the Exodus served yet another crucial purpose, one which surpassed even those which we have mentioned. This third answer. The primary goal of the Exodus was that it should serve as a prelude to the giving of the Torah at Sinai. Hashem said to Moshe, "When you take the people out of Egypt, you will serve God on this mountain." In essence, if there was no Exodus, there would have been no Torah. Because the Torah could not have been given in Egypt. The mitzvah of the new moon could be given in Egypt, but the Torah itself could not be limited by that narrow country, that narrow consciousness. As I keep reminding you, Mitzrayim comes from the Shoresh Metzar, Mem Tzadi Resh, which has the meaning of narrow or limited. The Torah cannot be limited. And that's why it was given in the desert, where there cannot be limits. was given on Mount Sinai. Because if we understand the idea of Mount Sinai, it's the same gematria as the Hebrew word sulam, meaning ladder. And a ladder doesn't end. Only human beings think that a ladder will come to an end. But there's no reason. Those steps of the ladder to climb the ladder of Torah is unending. Continuing to read. Pesach is time-dependent. Women are not bound by time-dependent mitzvot due to child-rearing. Here are some interesting comments that need to be addressed, since the Paschal Lamb is a mitzvah for men, women, and children. So if Pesach is time-dependent, why is it a mitzvah to eat the Paschal lamb for women? The Talmud teaches, through what deeds do women merit eternal life? Through bringing their children to the synagogue to learn scripture. Through sending their husbands to the study hall to learn. And for waiting for their husbands until they come home from the study hall. The obvious question is, why not credit women with the many mitzvot which they do that are unrelated to Torah study? As the Chofetz Chaim makes clear in the following segment, there is a degree of spiritual reward that can be attained only through the merit of Torah study. Additionally, notes Rabbi Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, our sages teach that to merit Techiyat HaMetim, the resurrection of the dead or the revival of the dead, Torah study is a must. As the Talmud states, the merit to come alive again will come from the dew of Torah. Only Torah study has this life-giving quality. Pesach and the Haggadah are Torah study. This is why women are bound to the mitzvah of the Seder. There is much to learn from this. Yet what we have time for is to realize that the word women or woman does not refer to women. It refers to anyone who is limited to a small desire to receive. We learn this from the explanation regarding the morning blessing. Do not make me a woman, that the men say, and make me according to your will, that the women say. Do you really think that women have a small desire to receive? Do you think that a Jewish woman has a small desire to receive even relative to a Jewish man? I'll let you contemplate that. Here is a short course on what to do for Pesach. Start early and clean the house underneath the furniture, closets, drawers, clothes. Car, garage, yard, book, bags, refrigerator, pantries, stove, oven, microwave, storage, freezer, and office. It is best to do your own work of cleansing, because as you clean, you can meditate that you are cleansing your own physical body of chametz, of ego. What does it mean to start early? It means right after Purim, and we have done so. We've been studying, preparing for Pesach, cleansing since after Purim. Number two, make sure you throw out just about all foods and only bring to your house a few days before Passover only kosher for Passover items. You must get rid or sell all breads, cakes, crackers, cookies, flowers, candles, candies, liquor, beer, and any product with grains or with lanolin. If it is a new box or bottle, it may be put aside in a location that is said to be sold for Pesach. If it is an open box or bottle, it is to be thrown away. 3. The reason for all of that is covered in our handout on cleaning for Pesach. This is just a quick summary. 3. It is recommended to use new pots and pans, dishes and silverware, or boil in hot water the old used ones. This is called kashering for Pesach. Items made from plastic or pottery cannot be kashered for Pesach. Metal items must be kasherized under fire. Most synagogues provide blowtorches for this purpose. Many people keep 2 separate sets of dishes and pots and pans for Pesach, so they do not constantly buy new ones each year. The night before Pesach, it is recommended that you do the bedikah, or the inspection, by taking 10 small pieces of bread and spread them around the house. Put them in a paper bag or something that's easily burnable so that there's no crumbs left in your house. Then take a candle and a wooden spoon and search for the chametz that you have left, but also search for other chametz that you might have missed in your cleaning. Make sure you do the blessings. There's always a front page of the Passover Siddur that has the blessings. The feather, the candle, and the wooden spoon are available at all Jewish bookstores prior to Pesach. And I haven't priced them this year, but they're generally around $1. 5. The morning of the 14th, the next morning, at 10:30 a.m., you should collect and burn these crumbs of breads and all chametz found, and recite the special prayer to annul all chametz in your possession unknowingly. Therefore, you cannot eat any more chametz until after Pesach, 8 days later, because you have no chametz in your possession. 6. Use the rest of the day to prepare for the Seder night, which consists of partaking from the Ke'arah, or the Passover plate, with 7 items, 4 cups of wine, meals, and reading of the Haggadah, and telling the story of coming out of Egypt. See below for a full description of the Ke'arah. The Seder, or order of the night, has 15 steps that must be followed according to the order in the Haggadah. Make sure you have enough Haggadot for all of your participants. The Seder is repeated for people who live outside Israel the second night. 8. The first 2 days of Passover are holidays, so we can only cook and carry, but otherwise they are like Shabbat. But if one of the first 2 days falls on Shabbat, we are not allowed to cook or carry either. The rest of the days are semi-holidays, and we can do almost anything except work. Beginning with the second night, we start counting the Omer. The last day of Passover, the 7th day, And the eighth day in the diaspora, the exile, is a holiday. The night before is when the Jews actually crossed the Red Sea, the Yom Suf, excuse me. And some commemorate that by putting a pail of water in the middle of the room, circling it and reciting the Song of the Sea, Yaz Yashir Moshe, that is found in any prayer book. See below for a full discussion of this Kabbalistic minhag that is truly very meaningful. Section 10. The holiday is over after the eighth day, after the stars come out, and you can use the chametz that you sold to a non-Jew only after you purchased it back. When you sell the chametz, the contract includes the purchasing it back. But you have to have the consciousness and remember that you purchased it back. Here's some more on Pesach and Matzah and Chametz. Before we go into the Seder itself, let us take a look at the meaning concealed in the word Pesach, Matzah, and Chametz. Pesach is spelled Pe-Samechet. As a shoresh or root, these three letters means to pass over or to skip over. And that is why the word is usually translated as Passover. It is taught that Hashem passed over the Israelite homes during the 10th plague in Egypt, the killing of the firstborn. But let us permutate this word. Chetzeh means pure or innocent. Samachet means speaking or telling, to talk, to converse. Pei Samach, strip or stripe, to end or cease. Samach Pei is a threshold, a sill, a bowl, a sword, or a rapier. Chet Samach, pity, to spare. Pei Chet, to blow or to breathe. There's meaning in every permutation. From above, we see that one meaning of Pesach is a mouth that speaks. This is the idea behind the Haggadah, which is the telling of the story. Of course, there is much more to the telling of the story of the redemption than its simple surface meaning, as we will discover when we get to the section of the Magid in the 15 steps. Pesach actually connects to Rosh Hashanah. As we know from our email of the 25th of Adar, Pesach in Nisan represents creation in potential, and Rosh Hashanah represents creation of Adam as the actual creation. Rosh Hashanah has the gematria of 861. While Pesach has the gematria of 148. The difference is 713. And 713 is the value of the word Teshuvah. Rosh Hashanah minus Pesach is equal to Teshuvah. What is Teshuvah? The return to Hashem. When we do Teshuvah, we are returning Rosh Hashanah back to Pesach. We are going back to the future, as we have discussed in our classes on Teshuvah. Now let's look at the word matzah. We all think we know about matzah. Yet did you know that the word is spelled matzot? Mem tzadi vav taf in the Tanakh? That is the exact spelling of the word mitzvot. They are just using different vowels. So when we eat matzot, we are eating mitzvot as well. Of course, we are doing one mitzvah by eating matzah or matzot. But actually, we can see that as eating of the mitzvot. And this is one reason that Pesach is such an important holiday. The Torah calls Pesach Hag HaMatzot, the holiday of Matzot. The word HaMatzot has the letters He, which is 5, Mem, which is 40, Tzadi, which is 90, Vav, which is 6, and Tav, which is 400. And these letters add up to 541, which is the value of the word Israel. This is but one reason that we seem to feel something so special about this simple food. When we eat matzot, we are bringing into our body and our soul the energy of what is known as Israel. It is the essence of Israel. As we were taught earlier in our preparation, matzot can only be cooked for a maximum of 18 minutes. And we know that 18 relates to life, chai. So eating matzah is a path to life. This we know is true, since this month of Nisan is all about wars and battles. When we win the war against our desire for oneself alone, we gain much. We gain life. Eighteen minutes consists of 1,080 seconds. The B'nai Yisachar teaches that 1,080 is a special number, since it is 5 times 216. And 216 is the gematria of Gevurah. It is also the number of letters in the 72 names of God. 1,080 is also 72 times 15. 15 represents the upper world metaphor of Yud and Hey. 72 is the gematria of the spelling out of the Tetragrammaton in the frame of Chesed. Chesed is the overall aspect of Pesach. And we see this when we realize that Nisan represents a period of war and blood, which is judgment. And then we are given this free light of Pesach, which comes without any bread of shame. The holiday of Pesach is a period of time of chesed taken outside of the frame of judgment. Chesed is the overall aspect of Pesach. It's a free gift, as we see from this idea of 1,080 seconds. There is chesed in allowing us to learn 30 days times 24 hours, or 720, which is 10 times chesed, 720 hours before Pesach. There is chesed to feed us the omer, the barley after Pesach. Since the B'nai Yisachar points out, the word omer spelled out, ayin yud nun, mem, mem and resh, yud nun, adds up to 720, or 10 times chesed. Pesach is the beginning of a year-long cycle. Perhaps coming from the Hebrew word sechal, knowledge, perhaps also leading to the word school and skill, and related to the word shekel, meaning weight, that extends through the counting of the Omer for 49 days, beginning on the second Seder to Shavuot. The giving of the Torah at Mount Sinai, and then a few months later to Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, and Shmini Atzeret, followed by Hanukkah and Purim. The Seder of the year's upcoming spiritual destinations should also be acknowledged and discussed at the Pesach Seder. There is more, of course, connecting these spiritual destinations through matzah. According to the Malbim, a brilliant rabbi from the early 1800s, who wrote a famous commentary on the Torah, there are 190 days from Erev Pesach to Shmini Atzeret. The number 190 represents the value of the word ketz, which means end. Our sages say that the 400-year exile shown to Abraham was cut short by 190 years. What is so special about this concept of 190, this concept of kits, cutting the decree in relation to the Seder? The B'nai Yisachar points out the following. The word matzah, when spelled out, mem, mem, which is 40 and 40, sadi, sadi, dalid, yud, 90 plus 4 plus 10, and hey, hey aleph, 5 and 1, these also equal 190. So matzah is connected to the end, and the end is Mashiach. Ketz is a code word for death. The end is death. Matzah, as we will see when we review the Seder, is an antidote to death. Matzah, then, to its inner core, has still another dimension, a cutting off of all past negatives. As we eat matzah during the Seder, we should chew slowly and have this in mind. It literally cuts us off from our past, from our mistakes, which we call sins. The matzah even overwhelms the four questions in importance. How? The four questions, the famous four questions, appear in the beginning of the fifth of the 15 sections of the Seder. The fifth section is called Magid, which means the telling, hence the word Haggadah, the telling of the story of the liberation. These four questions contain in a total 49 words, which is an allusion to the 49 days of counting the Omer, from Pesach to Shavuot. Questioning is a key aspect of the Seder. Questions are the key aspects of wisdom. In fact, the word chachma can be broken into two words, koachma, the power of a question. Further, the value of the word chokmah is 73. If we add one at a time, 1 plus 2 plus 3, up to 73, it equals, according to Rav Cutler from Muncie, the value of the first sentence in the Torah with its 28 letters. Chokmah is derived from and evidenced by the very sentence of the Torah, the very first sentence of the Torah. One might think that the Haggadah would begin the Magid section with the four questions, since questioning is related to creating a new state of knowledge. These four questions, however, are not the first part of the Magid. The author of the Seder, we are not sure who it was, thought differently. The first part belongs to the paragraph called Ha-Lachma, which means the bread of affliction. This first section in the Magid section has, just like the first sentence in the Torah, 28 letters, 28 words. The matzah then again takes top precedence of the evening, even before the four questions. The four sons and the four cups of wine. By the way, we will discuss the number four in the Seder below as well. Yet it also alludes to the first sentence in the Torah, through the 28 letters there and the 28 words here. We are told by our sages that Eliyahu Hanavi comes to each house, and we have a special cup of wine for him and open the door for him. The word ha is made up of the first letters in Eliyahu Hanavi, Aleph and He, giving us pause that perhaps he is the author of the Haggadah. Since Eliyahu will announce Mashiach from the house of David, the author of Psalms, it stands to reason that the first and last letters of the Psalms, Sefer Tehillim, are also Aleph and He, forming the word Ha. As we eat the matzah, we also might want to consider that matzah, 135 plus Israel, 541, adds up together to 676, which is the value of 26 times 26. Hashem times Hashem. King David writes in his Psalms that many evils befall a righteous person. The word evils, royot, has a value of 676. Matzah and Israel together offset the royot, the evils. This is the true purpose of the Seder, putting positivity into our life and removing the evils that the negative and chaos form in our lives. From this, our sages put the name of Hashem 26 times into the Shemona Esra. What can we learn from this? We can carry the power of the Seder and the combination of our nation and our bread all year in our prayers to offset the evils that exist. The ability to minimize the arrogance and the negativity and the falseness of Chametz the rest of the year can, if we utilize the Seder and our davening properly, be fought with a new awareness of the weapons at our disposal that we gain during this night of Pesach. Chametz. Actually, we're going to stop here. We will continue next we will continue on Sunday with our preparation classes for the Seder. Does anyone have any questions? I bid you all a beautiful evening. Remind you that tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. we will make a connection to the month of Iyar. And at 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, we will have our questions and answers. Shalom to all.
Shalom. Kaddish Tov. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom. Thank you.
Shalom. Thank you.
Shalom.